It's time for the FHN Dialer Doc program. And joining us here today, he's the Executive Director of Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling Center. Clay Cunningham is with us here today. Hey, Clay, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Today, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, and I understand that you've been with FHN for about a year as the Executive Director of the Counseling Center there at FHN. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose to take that position.
Yeah, sure, and thank you very much for having me on. So I've been a licensed professional counselor since 2007. I've worked in healthcare my entire career, but the community behavioral health space for about the last 16. Yeah, we moved from Denver, Colorado, actually, about a year ago. My family is from Wyoming, and we were tired of the rat race in Denver, and so decided to look for a new adventure and live in a rural community. And this job came up in Freeport, where there is an outpatient counseling center that was connected with the FHN network. I'm really passionate about integrated care, which is integrating physical and behavioral health, and FHN practices that every day. So my family and I made the journey to Freeport, and we love it here.
Wow. Man, welcome to the region. Sounds like a perfect fit. That's great.
Thank you.
As a behavioral health expert, explain what compels all of us to make New Year's resolutions.
Sure. Well, the new year offers kind of a blank slate for most people. People are often hopeful and optimistic with the thought of a whole new year ahead of them, and it's really time for a good time for people to kind of hit the reset button, get rid of all the sins of the year before and start over, sort of like a second chance. And New Year's resolutions also help to create a sense of self-efficacy, meaning that by setting a goal and following through with that goal, a person has more of a sense of control over what's happening in their life.
You know, why at the new year? Why not, it seemed to make sense maybe at our birthdays we do something. What's your thought there?
Well, absolutely. And actually, people do set resolutions throughout the year, but I think the concept of the New Year's resolution is so ingrained in our culture that people don't really think of resolutions as what they are, which is goals for self-improvement. So it might be more important to kind of abandon the concept of that New Year's resolution and set self-improvement goals based on your readiness and willingness to engage in a goal when you have the ability. So could be on your birthday, could be every Monday.
What about, why it seems like at least my New Year's resolutions always seem to fail? Why is that?
You know, I think one primary reason is that resolutions are often pretty vague. So you say to yourself, I'm going to lose weight this year, instead of, well, what really is your target? Or maybe they're even too lofty, like I need to lose 50 pounds by the spring, when that's not really possible. Having a lack of accountability too. If you don't share your resolution with people who are working on some of the similar stuff with you, or family or friends that are close. And oftentimes people try to stop one bad habit, but don't replace it with a equally pleasurable good habit. That allows for, when you might fail at one of your resolutions or you're trying to get rid of something, being able to replace it with something that you actually enjoy doing.
What happens when people fail? What's the issue there?
I think setting impossible goals instead of creating a roadmap for like a long and short-term strategy. When you engage in self-criticism and progress isn't happening as fast as you want, that can set you up for failure. And really being unwilling to revise a goal that maybe was too lofty to begin with. If your goal is to exercise every day of the week and you realize that's just not possible with your schedule, really being able to set that to maybe 1 or 2 days a week and seeing how that goes and progressing from there.
We're talking to the Executive Director of the Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling Center, Clay Cunningham, originally from Wyoming and moved his way through Denver and now here to Freeport. What about, Clay, assuming that, resolutions have to do with behavior modification, how can listeners out there, and me myself as well, better help ourselves to make these changes?
I think that the most important thing is remembering that true behavioral change takes a significant amount of time before intentional behavior, so really trying something and struggling through that, becomes an actual habit. So, in other words, the more you practice, the longer you stick with something, the more automatic it's going to become. So really be patient with yourself.
And, of course, you're asking to change. So what are the most difficult types of change?
I think that anything that's been a part of your life, if we're speaking about habits or things that we want to stop, something that's been a part of your life for a long time, those are going to be probably connected to other daily behaviors, maybe even the relationships in your life. And I think there's a fine line between a bad habit and an actual addiction. And if the issue has progressed to an addiction because your brain's now been hardwired to need whatever it is that you're trying to stop, it may be really difficult to just quit. And if you believe that your habit has bridged into an actual addiction, and that would involve, you know, significant disruptions in your life, then it may be time to seek more formal professional help for your addiction. And even if you've never tried work with a therapist before or a different health professional, it might be a good time to think about engaging in that.
Clay, I've heard that, you know, you can't develop a habit unless you do it, you know, like 30 days in a row or something like that. Is there any truth to that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, again, you know, our brain is so hardwired, and oftentimes those habits that we have, they are pleasurable in the beginning. And so your brain actually releases chemicals like dopamine that give you that immediate pleasure. And when those are connected, then they start to become more automatic. Unfortunately, what happens with these bad habits is the dopamine doesn't give you as much pleasure as you had before, and so you're needing to do more and more and more of it over time, and that's when it can really bridge into more of an addiction.
What about advice if you slip and lose your resolve? What suggestions do you have for us?
Well, I think first you should probably applaud yourself for being able to notice that you actually are losing your resolve. The first step to tackling those kind of issues is being aware of the things that trigger you to slip up. It's a really great time to just take a deep breath and regroup. You know, think about what's bringing on the desire to continue to engage in the unwanted behavior and try to replace it with something else that's pleasurable. And I can't stress enough, reaching out to people that you trust and let them know you're struggling can be a really good way to get that extra support just outside of yourself.
All right. And if someone feels like that, maybe they need extra help from you at the counseling center or your staff, what's your suggestion? How can they get a hold of you or your staff?
Sure, and thank you for asking about that. So at the FHN Family Counseling Center where I work, we have outpatient behavioral health services, most typically therapy, and then also offer psychiatric services like medication management for folks who might benefit from that. We do traditional face-to-face therapy, but also since the pandemic, the world has changed, and we're able to offer teletherapy options. So you can hop on Zoom from the comfort of your own home and get your therapy that way, and we are happy to set you up with that. So you can call our main number at 815-599-7300 to discuss next steps, or come on into our office at 421 West Exchange here in Freeport.
All right. Very good. Clay, nice to meet you. I guess the big question is now is, have you become a Bear or a Packer fan?
Well, my son is has become quite the Packer fan, and so it was a difficult evening a couple nights ago.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Clay, nice to meet you. Thanks. We'll talk again soon. All right.
Great to meet you. Thank you.
Executive Director of Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling Center, Clay Cunningham. And that, the preceding, brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.